It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now, we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
All right. Welcome to Trivia Friday. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on with us today on the program. It's Trivia Friday. First-time callers, as the folks announced at the top of the show. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman today. I'm joined by J.J. Jasper. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning.
And then Kendra White.
Hello.
Is sitting in. She's one of our adjunct professors here at Learning University.
Well, it's good to be back with the class.
Always do a great,
the
great
rose
job.
Between two thorns.
Yes. old thorns. We're a couple of
hey, there's old dudes. There's our movie. You have secondhand lions, so we need two old thorns.
Two old thorns.
Two old thorns in the rose bush.
Yeah, well, Kendra, you did a great job. Welcome back. And that beautiful baby you have, what a fun age. The Lord's really blessed
busy.
You.
She is busy. I think half of my questions are going to be Winnie the Pooh or
right.
Toddler related.
Yes. Right. Yeah, kids, when you get them and then grandkids, they define your life.
They sure do. In all the best ways.
In all right. the best ways.
And thinking about that this coming Sunday, of course, Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Boy, I'll tell you, thank you, dads, for what you're doing, how you parent intentionally, and you know, where mm-hmm. would our home be without strong, godly fathers?
Amen. Need what we've got, and we need more.
Yeah, and thankful for you dads. Hope you enjoy celebrating your special day, your special weekend.
Yeah, amen. All right, folks, the way we play this here, I want to say game. It's not a game. I mean, Kendra,
it's
this is serious business. Serious business. I mean, we're doing some serious learning here. So you have three professors here at Learning University. You're our students, you listeners. We're going to have three questions each, trivia questions, and we are going to set those up for you in just a second. And then you call in and answer one of those and or ask us one of your own. We like for folks to do both. If they can, try to stump the panel, as it were. Now, one of these nine questions, JJ, there's something special about it. Why don't you tell our listeners?
Yeah, mystery question. Mystery. One of these original nine questions, we'll ask three each. What is the mystery question? You don't know which one it is, but if you land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. And that means you win yourself a nice stainless steel AFR tumbler. If you don't win one, but if you want to purchase a tumbler, a DVD, a book, some AFR wear, shirts, caps, we have all that stuff at the store.
Yeah, resources.
University swag is what we like to call it.
That's
right?
What we're talking about.
Resource or resources?
Resources.afa.net, I believe.
It's Friday. Resources.afa.net. Thank you. I was going, resource or resources? Resources.
We got many of them. We got lots of them resources. Net.
Well, we changed the streaming address from streaming.afa.net to stream.afa.net. And while I'm mentioning that, there are several ways for you to watch the live video stream of this program. Stream.afa.net takes you to our own streaming platform, or you can go to Facebook and search for Today's Issues. That's normally the name of this program, Monday through Thursday, Today's Issues. Or you can go to YouTube, Today's Issues Live, and catch the live video stream of this program. Or you can go to X, formerly known as Twitter, and search for American Family Radio. We have a live video stream there as well. All right, 888-589-8840 is the number to call. Folks, you better get in. This is your opportunity. I only see two people on our list of callers.
This is rare.
This could be your chance now. Now people are starting
to. And it's first time caller, as we mentioned, if you've just joined us. If you've never got on the show, now you know, it's okay if you've called for many months or even many years, but if you've never gotten on the show,
yes,
it's first-time callers only today.
That's right. 888-589-8840. All right. Well, Kendra, since you're kind of our visiting professor, we're going to let you start off giving your questions first, and then I'm going to let you introduce our callers when we get to that point. But we'll let you start off. I'll give my questions, and then JJ, you will bring up the rear, so to speak. So,
well, I promised you Winnie the Pooh trivia. So, the donkey Eeyore on the classic story of Winnie the Pooh, what is he always losing? What is Eeyore always losing?
Good question.
Next
hey, that was good.
My daughter said, he quanky. He's quanky.
How old is your daughter now?
She's almost two.
Oh, wow.
A big talker. Okay. Her daddy says, nah, he's depressed. I said, she can say quanky. He's quanky. It's all right.
That's funny.
So, going to the world of dentistry, how many teeth should an adult human have? So I'm talking about permanent teeth, not after. Counting all the ones you lose as a child.
Right.
How many teeth should an adult human have? And lastly, from Scripture, I've been studying the Hebrew names of God. They're fascinating to learn about. What does the name Yahweh Jireh, also sometimes pronounced Jehovah Jireh, mean, and where is it found in Scripture?
Ooh,
Jehovah Jireh.
Great question. All right, my three questions. First, the silhouette of what famous NBA basketball player is the image for the league's logo. The silhouette of what famous NBA basketball player is the image for the league's logo? Second question. A Ponzi scheme is a type of criminal investment scheme. Who is it named after? A Ponzi scheme is a type of criminal investment scheme. Who is it named after? And you might have to look this up to get this person's name. And then a true-false question for my third. Like dolphins, sharks are mammals. Is that true or false? Like dolphins, sharks are mammals. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question. What Cajun dish is a mixture of rice, sausage, chicken, shrimp, oysters, spices, and more?
Oh, man.
Cooking from the cooking question.
Yeah, that's good.
What Cajun dish is a mixture of rice, sausage, chicken, shrimp, oysters, spices, and more? Second question, who wrote A Farewell to Arms? Talking about books and authors, who wrote A Farewell to Arms? Third question, true or false, according to official Major League Baseball rules, there are 13 ways for a pitcher to balk. Is that true or false?
To balk?
To balk.
Balk.
Immediately
B-A-L-K.
People think three or four or five.
Yeah.
There are 13 ways to balk.
But we don't know if that's
true or false.
False.
That's right.
Now, do you know what a balk is?
Chickens do it. That's all I know. I'm like, is that when they're like yelling at the other players, like, you such a chicken out there? That's all I got.
There's a nail. The Lord told me to go do this, but I balked.
It's a, when you flinch or you intentionally fake, like you're going to fake towards the throw the runner off at first when he's got a lead off, but it's flinching after you're already set. But you can even, like, if you turn your knee, turn your hips, it's rarely called. But, you know, there's, like I said, there's usually, I can think of three or four different ways, but there are 13 ways to balk.
If that's true.
True or false.
So there's actually a particular pitching motion that a pitcher has to go through. And if they deviate from it, like JJ says, it's a balk.
So is there a school of balking that you can go to learn this process of legal balks?
Your chicken joke is a classic. That's all right. Let's go to the phones.
Okay, going to Bruce in Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Okay, you were supposed to click. I'll do the clicking. How's
all
that?
Right. I'm fragile. I'm a delicate flower, my husband says. You'll do the clicking. Bruce, hi, Bruce. Welcome.
Hey there.
Well, would you like to, first of all, where are you calling from in Arkansas?
Parker's Chapel.
Harvest Chapel.
Parker's Chapel.
Okay.
Where is that if we're looking at the map, Bruce? Where are you near?
Probably about 5 or 6 miles south of El Dorado.
Oh, yeah. Good area. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I think I can do both today.
Which one do you want to answer?
Farewell to Arms.
Okay, here's the question. Who wrote A Farewell to Arms?
That's got to be Ernest Hemingway.
Wow.
Hey!
Right out of the chute.
What? Right, wow. Right at the get-go. Do you know what that cowbell means, Bruce?
I do, yep.
What do you think about that?
That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, you just won yourself a stainless steel mug. And you know what? I actually saw Ernest Hemingway at the airport the other day. Well, I thought I did. It was my reflection. And the older I get, the more I start looking like
word.
Ernest Hemingway. Yeah, have you read that book? Are you a reader, Bruce?
I hadn't read that book, but that's just something I knew.
Yeah, well, that paid off today. Hey, make sure you stay on the line so we can get your address to send you that really nice stainless steel mug.
I read the comic book version of A Farewell. So that's,
now I'm guessing you two have read Farewell to Arms.
I have not.
I have not.
Really?
Okay. I have not.
Yeah, I think he just called
us. Gave us too much credit.
I think he just called us nerds.
look like you read.
Bruce, what's your question for us?
What major league player hit into the most triple plays during his career?
The most triple plays. Now, you always hear home run stats, but triples.
Most triple plays. Hit into the most triple plays, you said?
Yeah, I was listening to a radio station in Little Rock one day, and he told that's who it was.
Wow. I mean, a triple play is
that's
rare.
A big deal. Yeah.
So for someone to do
a triple play, I'm thinking about hitting a triple. Yeah. You're talking about turning a triple play.
No, hitting into one.
I'm talking about hit into one, yeah.
Okay. So you hit the ball, and it turns into a triple play.
Yeah.
That's got to be so rare. I can't believe that. I'm shocked that somebody's done it twice.
Yeah, and that's discouraging that you're the guy. You know, like, man, I got a hold of that one right on the barrel of the bat. Swish, 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 triple. You know?
All right, I have no idea. Listen, I'm just going to say, now you guys can say whatever you want to. I mean, because I'm just flat out guessing. I'm going to say Babe Ruth. I'm going to say somebody just odd.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to say Mickey Mantle just so we can hedge our bets.
I'm going with
the Babe.
Okay.
Chickens, Babe Ruth.
You can't think of any other players? All right. How'd we do, Bruce?
Well, it was Brooks Robinson.
Brooks Robinson.
Wow, another big name.
Yeah, third baseman for the Baltimore Orioles.
Well, Bruce,
that
was great.
Right. I heard him.
Go ahead.
He said it himself on the radio. He said that one himself on the radio one day.
Well, I'll be. Hey, listen, you started us off by winning just right out of the chute, and then that's some great baseball trivia.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You for that. Have yourself a great weekend.
Stay
good
on
Father's
the,
Day.
Stay on the line, Bruce, and someone will get your information, and we'll send you a brand-new AFR travel mug, and hope you enjoy it.
I was worried that Farewell to Arms would be a little too tough. Boy,
got some smart listeners.
Bruce made it look easy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go to a lady. Let's go to Sheila. Sheila, tell us where you're calling from.
Louisiana, Slidell, Louisiana.
All right. Well, welcome to Trivia Friday. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both today?
I'm going to answer and ask.
I think I've got a hunch which one she's going to, a Louisiana lady, one she's going to answer. Now, I didn't spend a lot of money on my online detective course, but I'm going to get my money's worth right here, I think.
All right, Sheila.
Go ahead, Sheila.
I'm going to answer who's the Ponzi scheme about.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
I was
going to
go with yours.
I was going to ask about Eeyore, huh?
No, I thought you were going to say the Cajun dish.
Okay.
All right. Here's the question, Sheila. A Ponzi scheme is a type of criminal investment scheme. Who's it named after?
Charles Ponzi.
Well, that's good job.
Yes.
I'll just clap by myself.
Job.
That's all right.
We were in shock and awe.
Now, when I looked this up, I thought, please don't be Italian, you know, Ponzi. But it was an Italian. And so I thought, oh, great, another Italian, you know, famous for committing crimes. But how did you know that? Did you look that up or did you?
I did look that one up. I knew a couple of the other ones.
That's okay.
But
research is allowed on Trivia Friday.
Yes. We encourage it.
I was actually curious.
Yeah. How would you like to be the brunt? You know, I mean, how would you like to be a Jezebel, a Judas, a Ponzi? And that's what your, you know, Benedict Arnold. You don't have to say anymore. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just write traitor by your name. Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay, I'm going to ask, what were the dimensions of the Ark, Noah's Ark?
Ooh, oh, Noah's Ark.
Hey, I'm going to get a lifeline. I'm calling Ken Ham. So I'll just give me a minute here.
Well, we know cubits, right?
Right.
It was in cubits.
Yeah.
And
a lot of them. Yeah. All right. So don't say anything, Sheila. We're going to toss around some numbers. Wasn't it like 300 cubits or something?
I was thinking 300 or 400.
Yeah.
I had 400.
But she wants the dimensions, so she wants the height and the width.
Ooh. Hey, we're not going to know,
yeah, we're not.
Sheila. And
yeah.
Listen,
in feet.
What is it?
Oh, in feet. She
oh,
wants.
Okay.
Feet.
What's the answer, Sheila?
450 feet long, 75 feet wide, 45 feet height.
It's a lot of football
Whoa.
Fields.
Yes.
Well, listen, while she said that, AFA at the Ark, we've got some of our AFR people taking a group to the Ark, and you can get a special discount on the hotel and different speakers that are going to be there. You can watch the Ark. And you can watch, you can go to the Ark and the Creation Museum. So go online, find out about that.
Not only get to talk to AFA people live, but you get to see the Ark.
That's right. Exactly.
Yes, it's a once-in-a-lifetime.
You can go. The dates are October 31st to November 2nd. You'll be touring, as JJ said, the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter. And to find out more about that, the cost and discounts and all that kind of thing, you go to afa.net/events, afa.net/events, and click on AFA at the Ark. So
now, have you two ever been to the Creation
Museum?
I've
been to both. They're incredible.
I wanted, when Ken Ham and the group first opened it, I wanted to go, and every subsequent year, I'd say, man, I need to do this while the children were little. Thinking about Father's Day on Sunday, yeah. I thought, boy, I failed my kids because they were in Christian school and elementary age. That would have been fascinating. And my adult kids, they said, well, we still want to go. It's not too late. So
yeah.
I said, we'd love to see that. So we went a couple of years ago, and we had high expectations. It exceeded every single expectation.
Wow.
So I encourage everybody to go, whether you go with us or not. But that's going to be a great opportunity to go with some of the personalities from AFA and AFR, and it's this fall, and that information that you're given, or you can just go to our page and,
it's a good,
and
good
find
time,
that.
A good time of the year to go because it's, you know,
cooler,
all that kind of thing.
That's right.
So.
Hey, thank you so much, Sheila. God bless you. Thank you for listening to AFR. Have a wonderful weekend.
Well, we are going back to the phone lines to Danny, and we're keeping it in Louisiana. Danny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Welcome.
What part of Louisiana are you calling from?
Well, I'm driving through Baton Rouge right now.
Okay, passing through.
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Danny?
Well, I'd like to ask you a question. And when you get to heaven, how?
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit, Danny. Can you repeat that?
Can you hear me?
Can go ahead and repeat your question.
Oh, no, we're losing you because...
Yeah, I don't know where you're driving through, Danny, but we're losing you. You keep breaking up. We can't hear a thing.
Sorry about that, buddy.
We'll give it one more chance. Danny, you there?
Hello, Danny.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, Danny, if you can still hear us. When you get somewhere where you have a good signal, maybe you can call in again. Maybe they can they'll see you and bump
Patch
you to the head.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to Trivia Friday. Tell us where you're calling from.
Grand Haven, Michigan.
All right.
Capital of the United States.
Well,
the what? What did you say about it?
The Coast Guard capital of the United States.
Coast Guard capital. Wow.
That's
all
good
right.
trivia.
Yeah.
Hey, you should have saved that for your trivia question for
us.
Really.
Yes. I wouldn't have known the answer to it.
That's right. Been a good way to tout his state. Jeff, ask, answer, or do both.
Do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The Eeyore.
The Eeyore. What was Eeyore in the classic story of Winnie the Pooh? What was he always losing?
His tail.
Correct.
His tail. Wow.
His tail name. Pin it on there. Good job.
I do know that Winnie the Pooh and John the Baptist, what they have in common, they both liked honey, and they both had the same middle name. John... the Baptist.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh.
Hey, Jeff, right, what's your question for us?
Well, I'm trying to remember on today's issues, who's the hockey buff from Boston?
That's me.
That's Ed Vitagliano.
Shoot. Well, I should have asked the Coast Guard one. But here's my question. It's sports related. We see Edmonton's right on the verge of getting knocked out of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, their organization at one time won 4 Stanley Cups in a row. Who was the NHL team that won 4 in a row before them?
Now, while Ed's thinking, what's the Stanley Cup? And what is he even talking about? Because I don't recognize any of those baseball terms or football terms or any real sport things like basketball.
Well, JJ's kidding, but for those of you who are listening, the Stanley Cup is what you are playing hockey for the National Hockey League. And it's an actual cup, and the winning team gets its name, all the players engraved on it. And it may be the oldest prize, for a better word, in sports. I'm not sure. I'm going to guess, Jeff, it has to be the Montreal Canadiens. I was going to say the New York Islanders, but I don't think they won 4 in a row. I'm going to go with the Montreal Canadiens.
Montreal, you know, Detroit, my Detroit Red Wings, Montreal, they did want to win a lot of cups in the 50s and 60s, but you had it. It's the New York Islanders.
You got to stay with your gut.
New York Islanders, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Good era hockey.
Yeah, that Red Wings team that from the 90s, that was phenomenal.
Fire.
And let me tell you, JJ and Kendra, during the break, I'm sure they're just going to light me up with all kinds of questions about hockey. They're really interested.
We are really interested. All the snow and ice that we get here in Mississippi, all the ice rinks around us. Hey, thank you for listening to AFR, Jeff, and God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Did he already? Did he answer one of ours?
I don't think he had a question.
Eeyore. Was it the Eeyore?
Eeyore. And then, okay. And then ours. Now, you're too young to be getting
I am.
Ed and I walk into the kitchen frequently and go, now, what did I come in here for?
I'm going to blame it on Preggy Brain.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thank you. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Do we have time for another caller?
No, I'll tell you what. We're going to go ahead and start the break. And when we come back, folks, we will reset our questions. Kind of a fresh sheet of ice, if you will.
Oh, there we go.
Hockey.
That Zamboni driver. He don't get enough respect.
Doesn't get enough credit. It is first time callers. So if you have never been on the air with us, this could be your day. The number to call is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. It is Trivia Friday. First-time callers, J.J. Jasper, Kendra White, and Ed Vitagliano. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to light it up again. Please join us. This June marks 2 years since the overturn of Roe v. Wade. But did you know that the number of abortions actually increased the following year? In 2023, the amount of abortions reached its highest level since 2012. Preborn continues to stand strong for women in crisis. Preborn is a ministry of compassion that showers women and babies with God's love, providing free ultrasounds to mothers to introduce them to the precious life growing inside of them. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life. $28 sponsors one ultrasound, and $140 helps to rescue 5 babies. Your generous tax-deductible donation will also help to provide women who choose life with assistance for up to 2 years. So please, give your best gift. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. right, welcome back to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman this week. We're joined in studio by J.J. Jasper and Kendra White. It is first-time callers. The number to call is 888-589-8840. During our break, Mark Ose, a voice you frequently hear on American Family Radio, he said the question about hitting into triple plays, he said, you didn't ask how many he hit into. And I thought, yeah, we didn't. Brooks Robinson hit into the most triple plays.
Oh, that's right.
But Mark Ose had looked it up, and he said, so for our, just for our listeners, FYI, Brooks Robinson in his career hit into four triple plays.
What in world?
Now, he played for a long time. So
yeah, but
I guess
still, you know, we've gone our whole lifetime not even seen a triple play because it's like a lightning strike.
Right.
And for it to happen even twice would be hard to imagine, but four times.
Four times. So thank you, Mark Ose, for that kind of update. So we want to make sure that the learning we do here at Learning University is spot on.
Hey, speaking of learning and things that we try to share with our listeners, if I can do a quick employee spotlight on our sweet adjunct professor, Kendra, she is responsible for Ryan DeFrades, you and your brother, Summer Snow. What are some of the projects that you've worked on?
Yeah, In His Image, the documentary.
This was your brainchild, some of these others that we talked about, like the children's Ryan DeFrades.
Yeah, I absolutely loved getting to work on that project. It was so fun. I hope you're now that I have kids. I'm excited. I got to show it to my daughter.
My grandkids love it.
Do they?
Our kids have really recently got turned on, and they're just hooked on it and the values and the biblical principles. And
there's a little Bible wrap up at the end, and there's an animated. My brother and I come on and teach the Bible story that connects to the story, and my daughter. Mama? So I was like, okay, you caught on. Good job.
What were some of the other projects?
So In His Image was a documentary that we worked on. I worked on a lot of the cultural institutes that are in. Right. I've been with American Family Studios for 15 years, so had some role in just about everything that we've done because that team is nice and close. So.
By the way, Ryan DeFrades, you can pick up, how many episodes do we have of that?
I believe it's 12.
12. At resources.
Said the creator. I believe it's 12, but now I got a husband and kids.
Resources.afa.net. Resources.afa.net. Pick up some of those. You know, it's probably not too early to start thinking about Christmas.
That's right.
But if you got birthdays or just want God centric entertainment and
that's good, safe and doesn't have any shot. We had to turn off a few things already, and she's not even two, and we don't watch lot, but you just can't trust.
It's dangerous, spiritually dangerous out there.
And here's the deal, when you said it's not too, maybe it ain't too late to start thinking about Christmas, Cracker Barrel says it's not.
All right, so
back to
Trivia
phones?
Friday. No, let's go ahead and reset our questions. And then we will go right back to the phones.
Okay, how many teeth should an adult human have? Also, what does the name Yahweh Jireh or Jehovah Jireh mean, and where is it found in Scripture? The first time it's used. And then I will add one more. How many centimeters are in an inch, and how many feet are in a yard for our math nerds.
All right, I got three questions. I'll have to add one. I've had one answered. First question, the silhouette of what famous NBA basketball player is the image for the league's logo? Second question, like dolphins, sharks are mammals. Is that true or false? And here's the question I will add. I think we may have had this before, but I don't know how long it's been, so
pays to
kind
listen.
Of, kind of a refresher. Who was the first sitting U.S. president to appear on television? Who was the first sitting U.S. president to appear on television?
The rest of them were standing when they appeared.
Yes. They were standing presidents.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got. First question, what Cajun dish is a mixture of rice, sausage, chicken, shrimp, spices, and more? What Cajun dish is a mixture of rice, sausage, chicken, shrimp, oysters, spices, and more? Second question, true or false? According to official Major League Baseball rules, there are 13 ways a pitcher can balk. Third question, I'll add one. Lake Mead is a U.S. reservoir created by what dam?
Ooh, lots of good questions
here. All right, folks. Now, we do have one additional stipulation for those calling in. Not only is it first-time callers, but you have to be 11 years old and up to get on with us. And our next caller comes in right under the just got in. So who's that?
From Kansas, Malaya. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Are we pronouncing your name right? Is it Malaya?
It's Malia.
Malia. What a beautiful name.
We had two possible choices, and we picked wrong. Sorry about that, Malia. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right. Which one you want to try to answer?
The one about sharks and dolphins.
Okay. Here's the question. Like dolphins, sharks are mammals. Malia, is that true or false?
False.
It is false.
Nicely done.
Sharks are a species of fish. Did you have to look that up, or did you just know it? You just like sharks and dolphins and such, or what?
I learned it from history.
Good.
Science.
Okay.
Science.
Yeah. Well, it paid off.
Well done. Well done, Malia. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. How many people live in Kansas as of 2024?
Ooh.
How many people
live in Kansas?
How many people live in Kansas? Wow.
Well, there's the number minus Dorothy. She's gone.
That's right. She's not in Kansas anymore. Wow. Well played.
I'm reaching all the way across. That's you are so witty.
And now, folks, Dorothy, that's the kind of wit that you have on Ryan DeFreitas. Listen.
I want to say all of them, but that would be kind of smart alecky.
You know, I wonder if that's what she's asking.
If it's a riddle?
If it's kind of a riddle.
Yeah, I'm going to say all of them. What's the answer, Malia?
2.9 million.
Woo!
There's less people in Kansas than in Mississippi? We have just over 3 million, I think.
Wow.
Really? Well, there's mostly corn and wheat, if you think about it, and a few people sprinkled in.
Yeah.
But probably more than a lot of people think.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and be sweet to your dad this weekend.
Okay.
Thank you, Malia. Great question. It's, you know, for 11-year-old, she sounds like she's a high school kid.
Right.
You know? So, all right, who we go to, who and where do we go to next?
Let's go to Texas to Carrie. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Howdy.
Hey, Carrie, where are you calling from in Texas?
Kermit, Texas.
Okay.
Where's that near?
45 miles west of Odessa.
Okay, now we know where you are. We can see the oil wells pumping from here.
Hey, Carrie, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
The silhouette of the NBA figure.
Okay, here's the question. The silhouette of what famous NBA basketball player is the image for the league's logo?
That would be Jerry West.
It'd be Jerry West, and he died this week. So I'm not clapping because he died.
Just to clarify.
Clapping because Carrie answered the question correctly. Did you know that because he just passed away recently, or did you just know that as a part of general knowledge?
I heard the other day on American Fan Radio.
Oh, okay. Wow.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, it may have been the fact that we mentioned that on the air, didn't we? And Adam said you'd use that as a Trivia Friday question and see who's paying attention.
You're paying attention.
Yep.
Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay. Artie Murphy, how many movies did he make in his lifetime?
So Audie Murphy was a
most decorated.
Yeah. Was he in the Marines?
Most decorated World War II hero.
Right.
Was he in the Marines or the Army? I can't remember.
Army.
Okay. I don't know. I've seen him in movies.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. You know that one, of course. You know that it shows.
Was the his life?
About his life.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I didn't know if he made any more.
You know what?
How many?
He made 40 altogether, and 30 were Westerns.
No kidding.
Wow. Wow.
That's extraordinary. 40.
He had quite a life.
One with Jimmy Stewart.
Well, isn't that something? And Jimmy Stewart was a pilot in World War II.
Mm-hmm. Served, Sergeant York is one of my favorite
movies.
That's
the one
of
I was thinking
time.
About. Yeah.
That's with Gary Cooper. I love that movie. Good, strong Christian message in it, too.
Right.
He became a Christian, turned from his sins, and God used him in a mighty way in World War I.
Wow.
Audie Murphy was in World War II.
Yeah.
So,
Carrie, excellent. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Hope you have a good Father's Day. Great weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
All right. Let's keep going.
All right. Back to the great state of Louisiana. We've got Mary.
Mary. Hey, Mary. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yeah, I've been listening for y'all forever. You know, I'm an old lady.
You don't sound like an old lady. You sound enthusiastic and full of vim and vigor.
I'm 77 and crippled, but I'm still trying to walk.
Amen.
Wow, praise God.
Good.
I love that attitude.
That's right.
It's good. I give it all to him.
Amen. Well, you can tell he's keeping you young, and just like Ed said, you just sound spunky and full of life. Yeah. Hey, Mary, do you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
I think I'm going to do both if I can remember.
Well, which one you want to answer?
Hey, I want one of them cups. It can be used.
Hey, Mary, which question you want to answer?
Let me tell you where I'm from, though. Pickin, Louisiana.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right.
Well, which question you want to answer?
The one with Louisiana with the rice and
yes,
the
sausage. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I know Tom's Wood album, but I'm going to answer that because that's a Louisiana.
Yeah, that's right. What Cajun dish is a mixture of rice, sausage, chicken, shrimp, oyster, spices, and more? Tell everybody the name of that dish.
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya.
Nice.
Oh, hey. A second cowbell. Mary, we just wanted to make an executive decision. We three professors, we just want to give you a tumbler that's not used, brand new.
We can use it before we send it if you prefer.
Well,
wash it.
That's all right. I'll take it anyway.
Well, we appreciate your sweet spirit and your joy. And so stay on the line. So we're going to get you to ask us your question, but please.
I didn't ask you one.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I said stay on the line after you ask us one and so they can get your address. What's your question for us?
What is the nursery capital of the United States?
Like with plants or crying babies?
No, they're plants.
Nursery capital of the United States.
Okay.
You think it's someplace in Louisiana? All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Mary, so don't say anything.
It's going to be somewhere in Louisiana.
Somewhere in Louisiana.
She's just a proud Cajun.
Yeah. What do you think? Like Baton Rouge or New Orleans? Or I don't know.
New Orleans. We're going to guess New Orleans.
No, it's Forest Hill. It's close to Alexandria.
Forest Hill?
Louisiana. You
write
about Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So much good stuff in Louisiana. Well, hey, thank you for that's some good trivia. Now stay on the line so she can get your address. Right. Congratulations. Enjoy that cup. And when you're drinking out of that cup, you think about us and pray for us. How about that?
She could drink it or she could put her jambalaya in it.
That's exactly right.
Do whatever you
want.
Hey,
we had jambalaya two nights ago for supper
out
in the garden and picked. We had fried green tomatoes with the jambalaya.
Oh, wow. You're talking
that's
about
a good meal there.
Right out of the garden. Yeah. And then on the morning radio show, I said, now, those of you north of the Mason-Dixon line, you're like, wait, green tomatoes that
aren't
ripe?
You need to let them sit out a little bit.
And that's right. And you fry them? I've never even heard of that. And a lot of different people in different parts of the country. But that's a southern thing. If you're ever traveling, you get south of the Mason-Dixon line, at a little cafe, you need to order you some fried green tomatoes.
I am one of those from north of the Mason-Dixon line who had never heard of fried green tomatoes.
Right.
I'd never even heard of hush puppies.
That's right.
When I was up north. So
yep. I was doing a banquet one time in Minnesota. I said something about hush puppies, and they said, now what? I thought I was being pranked.
Yes.
But you get in different parts of the country, and what you think everybody knows in your region,
yeah,
it's just unknown in other parts of the country. But check that out. Fried green tomatoes, a southern dish. It is some kind of delicious.
All right, let's go ahead and reset our questions. I've got to add another two, I think. But we'll go ahead and reset our questions and go right back to the phones. By the way, it's first-time callers today. The number to call if you want to get on with us is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840.
Okay, how many teeth should an adult human have? Also, what does the name Jehovah Jireh mean, and where in Scripture is it first used? Lastly, how many centimeters are in an inch, and how many feet are in a yard?
All right. Here are the three questions that I have. I am going to add a couple. Who was the first sitting U.S. president to appear on television? And because Kendra made a joke about it, but I realize, you know what, I do need to mention what sitting president means in case listeners don't know. It means someone who is the president who is in office. Sitting in the office of president, who was the first sitting U.S. president to appear on television? Second question, everyone knows Superman is the alter ego of Clark Kent. Who is the alter ego for the character named Barry Allen? Mm. Who is the alter ego for the character named Barry Allen? And third question, I already had a shark question. When I was looking these up, I find more than one. So here's another true/false. There are no bones in a shark.
Mm.
Is that true or false? There are no bones in a shark, true or false?
So when you you folks are thinking about when Ed's sitting around watching Shark Week, and you think he's just wasting his time.
He's taking notes.
It's research.
That's right.
Here's
right.
What I've got.
I take that off my taxes.
first question. True or false? According to official Major League Baseball rules, there are 13 ways a pitcher can balk. Well, immediately you think of three or four, but can there be that many? Well, true or false? There are 13 ways a pitcher can balk. Maybe, maybe not. Second question, Lake Mead is a U.S. reservoir created by what dam? And then I'll add one. Whose ear did boxer Mike Tyson bite off, nearly bit his ear off, or bit half his ear off in a boxing match?
Oh, my word.
Whose ear did Mike Tyson bite off in a boxing match?
You know, your talk about the jambalaya made me hungry, and now you just killed
ruined it.
I just neutralized it. I made you go from being hungry to not being hungry.
Oh, my word.
All right, who's next?
Okay, we've got Scott. Scott, tell us where you're calling from.
Wichita, Kansas, air capital of the world.
That's right. Great area.
Yeah, you've been there a couple dozen times,
Clyde,
right?
Clyde, Cessna, Walter, Beach. See, those were real people.
Yeah.
And they all just were working on their own version of airplanes, and it's all right there, air capital of the world.
Wow.
Piper, they're all, you know.
All right. That fella Pied.
That's right, the one that let all those Pied mice Piper out of Wichita.
Yep.
All right, Scott, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Do both, please, and I'm so excited. This is the first time I've attended a university.
Woohoo!
Well, hey.
The accreditation is questionable, but hey.
That's right.
You got that right. All right, which one you want to try to answer, Scott?
Well, about the dam. The Glen Canyon Dam holds back Lake Powell, but what holds back Lake Mead is the Hoover Dam.
Here's the question again. Lake Mead is a U.S. reservoir created by what dam? And tell us again, Scott.
The Hoover Dam.
The Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I know it's not like one of the eighth wonders of the world, but my friends that are builders, architects, you know, just that love construction,
yeah,
they say you've got to go to the Hoover Dam just to see this wonder of
it how, is impressive.
If have you seen it?
I have, whether you know how much work went into it or not.
You look at
massive.
All this concrete, all these thousands and thousands of yards, and how quickly it was built, and the amazing amount of energy it created, how it changed the landscape. They just say you just can't get enough of it. And these are from builder friends. So yeah. I want to go out there and see that sometime.
Was there a river there prior to them building it? That's what I'm fascinated by is how you – how do you build a dam when there's a river already flowing?
You start out with giant Lincoln logs. You go up a river, you get a bunch of mostly rednecks, get some good old boys, and get them out there in the river and with axes and Lincoln logs, and you get it somewhat closed off. Then you start pouring out concrete willy-nilly, fast as you can get that concrete truck over to the edge of the river. Hey, Scott, so have you been there? Have you seen that?
Yes, I have. I haven't gone inside yet. Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, like Kendra said, and people love her, is very impressive, mm-hmm. huh?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I got to go sometime. I'm going to need to put that on the bucket list.
Yeah.
But don't go in July. It's pretty hot there.
Okay.
That's when I went.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's your question for us, buddy?
Which aircraft accident was caused? Or which aircraft had an accident first caused by the phenomenon Mach Tuck?
I don't know.
What was the part, the second part
which
of the question?
Which aircraft had an accident caused by Mach Tuck?
Yeah. Hey, we don't know, Scott. Tell us and explain Mach Tuck for us. And Mach, M-A-C-H. It's like Mach 1, Mach 2, okay. When they break the sound barrier, and there's a... things that go into, like you have stuff called ground effect, where your wings create a phenomenon, and Mach has its own unique factors that go with being able to go that fast. Hey, explain it. Scott, you're going to be able to explain it better than me.
P-38, and my uncle was a P-38 pilot, ace, and actually escorted Roosevelt across North Africa for the Yalta Conference.
Wow.
But the first American plane crash caused by Mach Tuck was in November of 41. A Lockheed P-38 Lightning, piloted by Ralph Verdon, entered a high-speed dive and was unable to pull up from it. It causes aerodynamic disturbances across the top of the wing, reducing lift, plus the center of lift is moved aft, causing the nose to pitch down. And it's not recoverable, usually. And they did later modifications of aircraft to help it dive faster.
That may be a little hard to follow if you're a non-pilot, but we practice stalls. I'm a pilot. We practice stalls all the time.
Right.
If your airplane gets to going too slow, and there's some other factors, but for sake of argument, if it's too slow and it just snaps and starts diving, you would assume, I'll pull back on the yoke and start flying again.
Nope.
But the air is going faster over the top of the wing and not enough below it, and the airplane has quit flying. So in a weird thing, you have to push the nose forward towards the ground, but everybody panics and they don't do this. You have to push the airplane towards the ground, pick up speed, catch back up with the airplane, and then start to fly again.
That's interesting.
And you're okay any other time unless you're takeoff or landing. If you stall, it's non-recoverable for the most part. So we practiced how to recognize when a stall is about to happen and how to get out of a stall. Because if you're 200-500 feet off the ground and your airplane stalls because you get preoccupied with something else.
Yeah.
You can't recover from it.
Because you don't have enough time.
You don't have enough altitude. Because you have to point it towards the ground and catch back up with the airplane. And this is what he was talking about at a greater rate of speed. So, hey, good trivia, Scott.
Scott, are you a pilot?
I was. I lost my medical in my mid-30s, but at the time I was a captain on a Falcon 10.
Wow.
Business jet.
Oh, wow.
And a family heritage.
A real pilot, yeah. Yep.
And you said that your dad
his uncle.
Is your uncle. So he fought in World War II and flew a P-38 Lightning?
And flew Roosevelt? Tell that again briefly.
Yeah. When Roosevelt flew to the Yalta Conference across, they took off from Brazil to cross the Atlantic and then cross North Africa, they needed a squadron of P-38s to escort him for part of the trip. And my uncle was part of that squadron.
That's amazing.
That's very impressive. Yeah. Good history, good patriotic trivia there. Hey, God bless you, Scott. Thank you so much for listening to AFR. Have a great Father's Day, a wonderful weekend.
Amen. That is great great trivia.
And I hope it didn't bore people with that pilot speak.
No, that's fascinating.
You know, it's kind of weird. Yeah. You have to practice over and over and over about stalls. Hmm. And it's the opposite. Everything in an airplane does like you think. You turn right, it goes right. You know, you pull it back, it goes up. You push it forward, it goes down. Everything is exactly like you think except a stall, and it's the opposite.
So
they want you to do it so much that it's just like pushing in the clutch or, going for the brake when you come to a stop sign that you don't even have to think about it. You say, oh, the airplane has stalled. I need to do this immediately, and then I'll stay alive.
Because panic would be your enemy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could panic, and if you go for how you feel, probably a devotionary. If you go by feelings, and if you go by, you're like, nope, this time I have to go exactly like I know to do. You know, just like it says in the Bible.
Yep.
Oh, no, just like it says in the pilot's handbook.
Folks, we're going to take a five-minute break for news. And when we come back, more of Trivia Friday. You're listening on the American Family Radio Network. Please rejoin us after the break.